Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Max Power producing. He's got your KFH hotline at 869-1240. Facebook, YouTube, X, those streams are open for you. Check them out. You can leave video comments there. You can leave us voice messages on the audio on the Odyssey app. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected as well. We're going to talk a lot of Chiefs this hour, a lot of NFL. We've spent a ton of time with the Sunflower Showdown. Still take your comments there. If you missed any of it, you can listen back on the Odyssey app. But we are turning the page because Monday Night Football tonight is it's Chiefs football, and it's all brought to you this hour by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Did you make any money yesterday, TJ?
I didn't touch any of it. I'm saving it all because I lost a lot on the Sunflower Showdown. A lot. Mm. A lot of what I had in my DraftKings account on the Sunflower Showdown. So I'll get it before I cross state lines tonight.
Man, I'm not spending a lot of time. I've kind of left college football alone, I'll be honest. Like, I kind of take what Glasser gives us on Thursdays, and maybe I'll sprinkle a little parlay, but it's been mostly NFL. I stupidly last night. So the Packers-Steelers game, that was going to be my hit for the week. I have a nice 4 or 5 leg parlay. All the legs are hitting. I needed a catch from DK Metcalf. The Packers get the ball back with 5 minutes to go, and it's like offering me a little more than 4-1 to cash out. And I'm like, well, no, the Steelers are down here. They've got the ball. Aaron Rodgers has it 5 minutes to go. Let's roll the dice that Metcalf will get a catch. And then they fumble the ball, and Green Bay gets it back. And that payout goes to like 3.5-1. And I was like, I'm taking it. The Packers are going to run this clock out. They're going to score a touchdown. They're going to pull old man Rodgers off the field. Well, they get it back. He did get the catch. So I'm a little bitter about that this morning. I didn't let that ride because I usually let everything ride. That sticks in my craw. But we got to get it back tonight. And TJ, first touchdown, primetime game, tight end, tight ends and quarterbacks. Tight ends and quarterbacks.
Put it on the record. Who are you picking tonight?
Mahomes. I'll take Mahomes tonight for a touchdown. First touchdown. I want you to go back and look.
I know.
I mean, it is wild how it has come through this year.
Who would the other side be? Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz is the other option that I would take. I mean, Mariota's really interesting.
How about Ben Sinnott, K-State alum?
Yeah, but the problem with that is you would be betting that the Commanders score first. I actually wouldn't mind a Senate touchdown, But you're betting that the Commanders score first.
I don't think Sinnott doesn't have a touchdown in his NFL career so far.
But he plays enough that he could get into a red zone package, like because of the odds you would get on it. They've been fun because, like, some of the sites do, like, they usually will make a special out of a first touchdown in the primetime games. Like, maybe you get half your money back. That's what – so those, like, it makes me bet a little bigger. But, yeah, I'll take Mahomes tonight, and I don't even know what his odds are yet. I haven't looked. But I'm guessing that that's going to be my play. I've already cashed one on Kelce. The last time the Chiefs played in primetime, it was a Kelce first touchdown. Uh-huh. But I'm going to take my chances with Mahomes on a rushing touchdown tonight.
Put it on the record. All the listeners, go do it. We'll celebrate together on a Tuesday.
It's on the record. Let me just get an idea here while we're discussing it of what those odds are. Real quick, they are. This is my hold music. All right, we got it. It is 15-1. I'll take 15-1. I'll take 15-1 on a Mahomes touchdown. All right. Austin says he's going to go nuts and take a Juju first touchdown at 25-1. I like it. I like any of them. First touchdown bets are fun, man. But they are thrilling up until the moment it happens. If you don't get it and you're like, well, that sucks. Yeah. All right. We'll get to Briscoe in the next segment.
The real sweat maker is the NBA first basket prop.
Yeah.
Chaos.
I gotta be honest. I don't bet much basketball.
Like, I don't either. But whatever I did, that was fun.
Once in a while, I'll try baseball. Every once in a while, I might try college basketball because I do feel like there are some opportunities there sometimes if you're paying attention.
Yep.
But for me, it's mostly football. I mean,
one of my favorite betting experiences ever is whenever we were in New York, covered K-State to the Elite Eight. And we got tickets to a Cavs-Nets game, and I sat in the stands and bet next baskets for the entire game. Just like Jared Allen, next bucket, two-pointer.
I've got a buddy, when betting first came alive, and of course we're all just like
being
insane with it, he would sit there and bet live field goals on drive outcomes because they pay a lot. And there were times where he would make – good money betting live field goals on drives. And I'm just like, what are we doing right now? That's all died down. Like now, generally speaking, like I have the way that I do things on a getting it ready on a Sunday, but it's much more tame now. But it's been these first touchdowns that have bankrolled me this year. And hopefully we can get another one tonight. That's what we're going with. Mahomes, 15-1. That's the bet tonight for me.
There it is.
The game tonight. I'm having a hard time, to be perfectly honest, finding a path for any Redskins. I apologize. It's hard for me. Any Commanders. But the line has moved back to the Commanders. It's now 11.
Mm.
And I wonder why that is. It probably means a lot of money is going there. But I can't. It's Mahomes in prime time. It's Mahomes at home. Mariota, we know, is playing. It could be that it looks like McLaurin and Debo are going to play. Mariota has not been bad, by the way. He's had to play games this year, and he has not been bad.
Yeah.
But I'm having a hard time finding it.
I'd say it's a lot of money saying the line is too big, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think probably it's that. It's how much better are the Commanders without Jaden Daniels than the Raiders? I'm asking that as a legitimate question. I don't know.
It feels like it's the same.
I do worry a little bit, and Andy Reid pointed out the Commanders have been very bad defensively, but they can rush the passer to some level of success. But the Chiefs without Simmons and with two guys banged up just handled Max Crosby. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with it. I'm not saying to bet this because I don't like lines when they get this big. I generally don't bet them. But I would lean toward the Chiefs on 11 points.
Yeah. I agree. I thought that, 12 and a half I was fine with taking. I'm definitely going to take 11.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much backdoor stuff in the NFL that can happen when you dominate a game. And then just like the Raiders game, they didn't play their starters in the fourth quarter. That is a recipe for a backdoor cover. Like when you pull your guys in the NFL, it's like, uh-oh, now what's going to happen? I mean, we saw with Denver a couple of weeks ago, teams are capable of scoring 30 points in a quarter if the circumstances are correct. I mean, even last night's game, I mean, Sunday Night Football, we had a chance, like that game looked like it was out of hand there in the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, the Steelers drive down, they score that touchdown, they get that 2-point conversion. It's like, oh, hang on a minute here. This is a 1-score game all of a sudden. And they'd have had to have an onside kick because they used all their timeouts and all that. But yeah, I don't know. But from the football perspective, I really think this is another, I think it's another smash spot for the Chiefs. I wonder how much internally they are paying attention to. I don't think much, but I never want to put it past the Chiefs to find things to place on a bulletin board. And seeing people talk about this new guard in the AFC, the Patriots, I saw Sunday Night Football during halftime, the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots, who's the most real to be taking of the new guard in the AFC. And I'm like, man, I think, and no offense to Max, because Max was on the Patriots and he was on, you know, Drake May, and he's been predictive of some of this stuff and he deserves credit for that. And I wasn't, but May looks fantastic. They've got Mike Vrabel. They look really good. And Denver, I am personally, for whatever reason, I can't even figure out biased against them. Man, they continue to get it done. Indianapolis, we talked in the first hour. I think their schedule has been soft, but they have been annihilating the competition. So you can only play who's on the schedule. Did the Chiefs pay any attention to that? And I only ask that because does that make them want to come out and do what they did last week again? To kind of just remind people, yeah, we got three losses, but this thing runs through Kansas City. Let's not forget our place, AFC.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if it wasn't Andy Reid as the coach, that feels like a Mike Vrabel thing.
Andy Reid lets them feed into that stuff. I do. I mean, he doesn't say it to us, but the Chiefs have felt like they use stuff. Like Patrick Mahomes can find the most random thing on social media that you're like, no, he's not paying attention to that. And then he references it in the post game, and you're like, how do you even find this stuff? Like, who is your source of information that's feeding you everything that people are saying about? Like, I don't know. I do think they might be motivated to come out with their hair on fire again tonight and just get it done in front of the world. Let's see what Joshua Briscoe thinks. He joins us next segment in Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome back in, everybody. It is Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network joining us. The Chiefs Radio Network that you'll hear coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight over on KNSS, your home for Chiefs football here in Wichita. Well, how'd you enjoy the Sunday off there, Josh? Watch a little football, kick back, relax.
I spent an ungodly amount of time on my couch, usually joined by a couple of dogs, all too happy to have my lap be freely available to sit on during an NFL Sunday. So I had a wonderful, relatively peaceful time. I can't say that yesterday was one of the better slates we've gotten in a given week in the NFL. Not a lot of buzzer beaters, and I think one of the only really close games makes you feel icky because you've been watching Jets-Bengals for too long. But yeah, that was the case for me. I had a very enjoyable Sunday, but not a lot of real nail-biters, I guess.
Hey, that was a former future Chief Breece Hall with the game-winning touchdown there. Wichita guy. Talking about Monday Night Football, let's get right into it. The Chiefs line, we just talked about this in the last segment. At one point, they were 12.5. Jacob, I've got them here on ESPN at 10.5 now. It's moving back towards the Commanders. What's going on, Josh?
Football, like I just the weird things that happen the day of a game. I don't remember what the line was last week. 12.5 might have been the case against the Raiders as well. Yeah. I wouldn't have touched that with somebody else's money, and obviously that would have ended up being very safe money. I would have been able to be shopping by halftime. I don't think it's too weird to have a Monday Night Football primetime game. It, like, an adult backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota, not a guy that you're just going to, like, expect total chaos from. I'm not here to tell you that Marcus Mariota is almost as good as Jaden Daniels, because that's not true. But I can say, like, yeah, you know what? If Cliff Kingsbury has a specific game plan he wants Mariota to execute, that was a topic this week out at the Chiefs facilities of, you know, kind of some of the, in a good way, the redundancies of Daniels and Mariota in terms of how they want to play. Even that's a bit oversimplified. It is still going to be a very different Commanders offense tonight without their actual starting quarterback. But I'm guessing that's just a little bit of, you know, a double-digit number and a competent Washington football team, no pun intended, but a competent Washington football team that also really needs to have a better day than Vegas thinks they're going to have. If they lose again, they're going to have a hard time clawing back up into contention. They have a shot at it, but this would be a huge game for them to pull off the upset tonight.
I wonder, when we look at this too, as the conversations in the AFC right now are about other teams, we've followed this team for a long time. Do you think the Chiefs are
any extra motivated to remind the world that they still, this is still their, you know, this is still their game.
Yeah, I think that that might be the case, and that also might be the silver lining of starting the season the way that they did. Obviously, look, the Chiefs have had plenty of reason for looking for revenge or being unhappy with the way that the rest of the league is viewing them. That's been true since they were making the run for the three-peat. Nobody wanted to see them do it. And that was true after the Super Bowl when everybody said that the dynasty had ended in this exploding, terrible fashion. But I do think there's some truth to that now, where for the first few weeks of the year, we should have been talking about other teams. You start 0-2 and you don't get to kind of claim that incumbent standard. So I do think there's some of that going on with this team right now, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Find your motivation where you can. This team has had to be motivated so many times. TJ, you're wearing one of the Super Bowl hoodies. I can't tell. I guess that's Vegas. I can tell by the lights. But like, you have to look at the design to figure out which Super Bowl we're talking about. So I think you got to find that angle wherever you can get it.
It's true. Sticking on this topic here of the other teams across the NFL that, you know, we're in the stage where it's like we've learned a lot from a lot of teams, and there's still a lot of questions that we have about a lot of teams. Do you believe in the Colts? Do you believe in the Patriots? What's your thoughts on the Broncos? Where is the AFC at?
My pick on those three teams is going to really show how quarterback dependent a lot of my analysis is. And I don't think that's always a good thing. It's just definitely where my head goes. So like, I'm glad that there are people buying the Broncos, I guess. I think I told you last week that I was ready to like swear off the sport forever after a couple weeks of rooting for the Jets and Giants against the Broncos. No favors this week either, and that's fine. The Broncos are going to make the playoffs. They're 6-2. They're gonna make the playoffs, and they might win the AFC West. I think there is a very, very, very small chance we even see them in an AFC championship game. I think there's a better chance we see the Colts there than we see the Broncos there. But even then, I remain skeptical of the Bo Nix and Daniel Jones-led offenses. I think I need to keep letting that hesitation go on Indy. I think they have enough real stuff in terms of their depth, in terms of how their offenses run. You turn on Indy for a while, and if you didn't know who Daniel Jones was, you'd say, that's a real threat. Like, that's a real offense that's very well built that could do this into the playoffs. I don't think you have that experience watching the Broncos. And then I am kind of in on the Patriots. I think Drake May is probably legitimate at this point. You got to keep proving it over a longer period of time. But at this moment, Drake May looks as good as any young quarterback in football has looked the last couple of years. I mean, it's real stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about this game schematically for the Chiefs. I think we're going to see throughout, if everybody stays healthy, like it's just going to be Mahomes, as he likes to call it, throwing to the open guy. Yep. Most often, that's probably going to be Rashee Rice. We know historically that means, you know, if there's a pendulum, the more Rice, the less Kelce. And I think that's probably a good thing, honestly, right now for the Chiefs to get Kelce into the postseason with less wear and tear. Do you expect anything different? I would expect a pass-heavy attack with the majority of the targets or the biggest share going to Rice again this week.
I expect that we'll see starters in the fourth quarter. That's the main thing that I think will change from last week to this week. Although a few times yesterday, there were guys getting pulled. The Bills got to have their Raiders game this week. So on the specifics of Washington, the specifics of that rotation, I think you're right about both. That obviously Rice is the guy that's leading the way here, and that there is a benefit to putting less on Travis Kelce's plate. The thing that I'm going to be curious about, and I don't think we're going to find this out tonight. I think this is going to be more a trend to watch over the next few weeks to your Kelce point. Are we going to start seeing teams treat Rashee Rice like he is Mahomes' favorite target? Are we going to see defensive coordinators, again, maybe not Washington, but they should be doing this if they're not. Are we going to see defensive coordinators over the next few weeks start to recalibrate and saying, okay, well, for 10 years, we've been taking away Travis Kelce first. Now we need to hone in on Rashee Rice first. And if that does happen, that's going to open Kelce back up again, and that wealth will be shared amongst the rest of the pass catchers. I do still think that Rashee Rice is almost impossible to just take away because of how many of those times Patrick Mahomes is throwing him the ball behind the line of scrimmage or on a quick slant, and then he does all that damage after the catch. So I remain really, really excited about this pass catching group. Obviously, it's a huge bummer
that Trey Smith got hurt last week, and I don't expect to see him tonight. I think he's technically doubtful, right? But either way, he hasn't practiced. He's doubtful in my book. I really do think that that pass-catching group altogether has a chance to keep doing the thing. Here's something from last week that I don't know if we talked about on Monday. I think it was 4 or 5 total snaps that Worthy and Brown and Rice were all on the field together, and there was one play that got taken back because of a penalty. So it was 4, 5, 6, somewhere in that bucket. I'd like to see them on the field together more often because I think that's really hard for a defense to cover in any way. But I also really like the idea of, okay, well, Xavier Worthy's coming off the field, Hollywood Brown's coming on, Rashee Rice is coming off the field, Juju Smith-Schuster's coming on, where you're bringing in these hockey line changes and saying, okay, defense, you're not doing this. This is the same corner who was out here covering Xavier Worthy, now you're covering Hollywood Brown. And I really do think that there is a collective speed that brings to the unit that's really, really exciting, and I hope we just keep seeing that thing hit full gear.
Yeah, the biggest development, we've been following the wide receiver room for so long, they had to get a different development for this coming week, so now the offensive line's got more drama going on. Simmons probably won't be there this week, it sounds like, and as you said, Trey Smith is doubtful, so we're likely not going to see him tonight either. By the way, Jacob, last night on Sports Sunday, I called Caliendo Frank Caliendo and not Mike Caliendo, the impressionist.
Yeah,
and nobody called me on it. But anyways, he's probably going to slide in there. We'll see more Jalen Moore tonight. What difference do you think that we'll see if we see one?
TJ, that is terrible, man. Now I'm doing Frank Caliendo. I think it is really it is a luxury to appreciate here that. Obviously, Jalen Moore, and then secondarily, but still very much so, Mike Caliendo, are legitimate NFL players. Those are guys who you probably don't want to start. And Jalen Moore could have started 17 games for this team. I don't necessarily want to put him entirely in that bucket. I'm even going to add Wandy Morris. So I know he had some tough goes last year. He was dealing with a long, nagging injury, and then you put him out there for too long, and defenses were able to take advantage of that. But Jalen Moore and Mike Caliendo are pretty high-end backups at their position. Again, I think Jalen Moore deserves to be a starter. I think he probably will be a starter for this team next year. But the fact that you had Caliendo playing in the playoffs last year when Joe Tooney moved to left tackle, it's not going to be the biggest moment any of those guys have played in. It's not going to be terribly out of sorts for Caliendo's thinking, okay, well, I got it. Now I'm starring in front of Patrick Mahomes under the bright lights of Monday Night Football. He did that through the playoff run. So I really feel as good about an offensive line with 2 out of 5 starters down right now than I could have under almost any other circumstances. And again, I think there's a short-term patch-up that works for Wanya Morris coming in at right tackle, even though I think Juwan Taylor, obviously we now know, that injury last week was just as much about getting the starters out as anything. It seems a little bang-up, no big deal. But there's some real depth in this unit now. Obviously, the Chiefs attacked that pretty hard this offseason, and they're seeing the benefits of it already.
So let's talk about Simmons then for just a second, Josh. Like I think that the tone changed last week with Andy Reid. He went out of his way to call it positive. He was less annoyed with the conversation than he had been prior. There's no other way to read that other than, okay, they've got word that everything eventually is going to be okay, right? Like, it makes me think there for a little bit, like it was radio silence or something. But now it's not.
Yeah, I did wonder the same thing of like, okay, so what prompted a little bit of a shift there? And I thought that was a helpful update from Reed, as limited as it was, because it was nice to hear a tone associated with it. And that's the thing. I mean, you guys have been in it every day for these last couple of weeks now. When there is sort of just that total vacuum, people are going to fill it with whatever they think could possibly fill that space. I mean, there was so little information to work on that I don't even think there are people with more information and less information than others publicly. It was like, okay, well, here's what it seems like, and here's how my experiences kind of, transpose over this and say, okay, well, what do I think this could actually be? All that to say, I thought that Andy's quotes about it all were pretty good. Nate Taylor of ESPN and KC Sports Network, he had the report a day or two ago about how he's expected to rejoin the team in a few weeks. So still doesn't feel like there is a strong, specific timeline, but that things are moving in that right direction. And then again, that Reed was able to come out and say it's not a negative situation and that communication has been positive. I don't know if you know, if he got the thumbs up from Simmons' side, like, okay, we can say some stuff now, we've seen some things settle down. Or if it was the Chief, I don't know who was moving the ball there. I think regardless, what we heard this week is can only be viewed as a positive, because it's beginning to put a few of those foundational pieces down, and then it seems like in a few weeks you start to see him come back, get reacclimated. That could take a little bit of time, but that's another advantage of having Jalen Moore on this team, that whenever Josh Simmons does come back, whenever he can come back, I don't think there is an incredible sense of urgency in the short term. I think it's more important that he sorts out whatever's going on now, and then hopefully he's back and ready to be himself for the back half of the season in a playoff push.
Josh, we got another double week. Well, we won't talk to you until after Bills Chiefs as they go to Orchard Park on Sunday. I know it's going to be a bit short week going to Orchard Park, what every NFL team wants. I don't know if you've seen this yet, so don't cheat if you haven't. What do you think the spread on that game is? We got an early line.
Ooh, I haven't seen it since the Bills won yesterday. I think I had heard last week that the Chiefs were favored in Orchard Park. I think I'm going to go ahead and give the Bills a point right now, not having seen what it's been since the game yesterday. Bills by 1.5. Let's do that.
Chiefs by 1.5.
Okay, interesting.
The line that we've got. What do you think? What do you think of that game? Let's break it down.
I mean, it's fascinating, right? I think we've seen the Bills off. We almost have to throw out the last two Bills and Chiefs games that we've watched, because they're going to go up against real football teams, I suppose. The Bills are fascinating because James Cook has been such an enormous part of their offense, and their running game has been so huge. Josh Allen's unbelievable. He's my second favorite quarterback in football. He has been for a while now. I think he's an absolutely delightful player to watch. But they have real receiving problems. They have some issues in their passing game that I would give the advantage to the Chiefs secondary on, but they've been able to lean on James Cook, who had, I don't know, 700 yards yesterday or whatever he ended up with before they stopped trying. So the upside of this is that the Chiefs have gone up against, like, pretty top-line running backs every single week this season. Like, I think Cam Scataboo or maybe the Chargers in week one are kind of, like, the ones you could look at as not having elite 1-1 guys. And then, obviously, yesterday being a sad conclusion, you saw what Scataboo went on to do. And you know that Amarian Hampton was going to have a larger role in L.A. So all of that to say, the Chiefs have gone up against a lot of very good number one running backs, and they have contained all of them. Quarterback scrambling had been a problem. Justice Hill at the end of the Ravens game, he really inflated those stats. But by and large, I've been very happy with how they've contained number one runners. If they can do that against James Cook, I think the Chiefs offense is good enough to go ahead and put the stressors on this Bills defense that's had good games, but I don't think has ever certainly solved what the Chiefs want to do, and certainly not with all these weapons. So I have done my best to not make tonight a trap game, even for me. But now that you're mentioning it, I am pretty excited to talk about Chiefs Bills.
I think the Chiefs are fit. I think it's advantage Chiefs. I'm with you. It will eventually, they're going to play an elite passing game.
Yep.
And that'll be when I think the defense is tested. The Commanders are going to try and run it tonight. I mean, they got Marcus Mariota at quarterback, and the Chiefs are stopping the run. You can find Joshua's work, of course, tonight on the Chiefs Radio Network, pre and post game host. You can also find him on everything else, Only Weird Games on the KC Sports Network. We appreciate it, Josh. Enjoy the game. We'll be listening tonight on the Chiefs Radio Network. And yeah, next week we can. The good news is we don't have to talk about the Commanders game. The next time we talk, we'll talk about right. The Bills game. We can, you know, this is it for the Commanders game.
Because you said that, I'm going to come back next week and going to go, well, okay, so the Chiefs had a shocking loss to the Commanders and blew out the Bills. Josh, happened? Yeah. Hopefully we have nothing but good vibes this time next week. 2-0.
I think we'll be okay as far as the Commanders go. We'll have plenty of time. Josh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas.
Here goes Joshua Briscoe. Follow that work. Listen in tonight. Good stuff on the Chiefs Radio Network. It's as good as there is in the league. I do bounce around and listen to team broadcasts a lot when I'm driving around. The Chiefs do an excellent, excellent job with their productions and broadcasts. Always have.
Whenever I'm at the games, they always got it going over the loudspeakers in the press box. And I walk in there and I hear Josh's voice and I go into the fight or flight mode. It's like, whoa, who's that guy?
Yeah, we got to that. I know him. We miss our pal Dan Israel greatly, but we love the Chiefs Radio Network and everything that they do. So you'll hear it tonight. Again, coverage begins at 6 o'clock on KNSS. So make sure you are tuned in for that. We will, of course, be back tomorrow to recap it all. I'm trying to find like some hope for the Commanders, TJ. I can't do it just to make it an interesting game. I Debo and McLaurin are very good. Mariota is capable. It is going to take the Chiefs beating the Chiefs for the Chiefs to be in danger tonight. The Commanders defense has been awful, awful.
Hold on. I got a butt in here. There's a story that is going viral on Twitter right now that I saw on Saturday, and it's getting some real traction now.
Okay.
The people that are active on social media know what I'm talking about. The account KU Grant is just a KU fan that fires off takes about KU. Tweeted after week one of the season, the North Dakota game for K-State. He's a KU guy. He tweeted, "I will donate $1,000 to the K-State NIL fund for every point they beat us by in the Sunflower Showdown."
Oh, man.
And after the game, he said, "Does Wildcat NIL accept payment plans?" Now it's turned into he is making a monthly $25 donation to K-State and opened a GoFundMe for people to send him money to pay off this $25,000. And like KU fans are giving him money to give back to KU at this point. It's awesome.
I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the commitment. You gotta go for it at that point. That's good stuff. That's why having the younger presence on the show here is good. TJ is more locked into these side stories. I don't even know how you guys keep up with this stuff. I really don't.
It's algorithms. Your algorithm's full of whatever dog videos and rolled wrestling.
No, that's on Facebook. That's not on Twitter. On Facebook. Yeah, I get fed like comedians, pet videos, babies laughing, and old wrestling videos. That's kind of my algorithm there. But on Twitter, like, there isn't really an algorithm. Like, I follow all the beats, I follow all this stuff. Maybe it's because I don't follow the fan pages, and maybe you do. I'm not sure.
I don't. But they pop up. I'm well aware of them. Ema, Caleb, KU Grant, Big J.
And the thing is, like, I have it open at work most of the time. Like, that is the news, the social media things. That's the one to me that I'm looking at the most by far. Like, I don't, I check in occasionally for work reasons because I have to do things for work on like Facebook, for instance. And that's when I'll see that. I'm not on Instagram, so I don't see that or Snapchat or anything else really. But Twitter's constantly open, right? Like, I have it open during the show. I have it open when I'm at work to catch breaking news stuff. And I miss a lot of this stuff. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on, but that's what we're here for. That kind of content. Good luck to KU Grant in his payment plan there. You got to put your money where your mouth is, and I don't mind running your mouth.
That's the back-to-back years where there's been a KU fan that's paying up on his and the K-State fan paying up on his with the BYU game, remember, last year with the Taco Bell.
Yep.
No further comment.
Yep. Yep. That's right. That is correct. Let's look at the NFL here from the weekend. We talked kind of about those top teams in the AFC a little bit. There were too many buys this week. We didn't get what we should get. Like, they need to spread those out. There just weren't a lot of really entertaining games to be quite. And it was okay because I was able to watch less NFL yesterday than normal. Cam Scatabooze, that sucks so hard.
That sucks. I know. He was the darling of the NFL.
And the way he got hurt wasn't even the way people feared he might get hurt, right? Like, you feared he might get hurt by running into brick walls and doing that. It's just like a freak, fluky deal. Just absolutely disgusting injury. I was in the parking lot of the soccer field when I started to get texts about that. My kids are in the backseat, and they're like, we want to see. And I'm like, no, like, you don't want to see. Like, you don't want to know that bodies are capable of that. It's real gross. And you feel terrible for him. Big 12 guy. Was so much fun to watch in college. It has translated to the NFL, and he's been so much fun to watch, and that just sucks. Just sucks.
Just sucks.
What do you think about the Shook era beginning in New Orleans?
I am glad. So I was talking about this yesterday, our 32-team guillotine league. I was very upset because Saquon and Derrick Henry both balled out, and they would have been on my team this week. But I went home last week, but my starting quarterback was Spencer Rattler. So it probably didn't make a difference.
Well,
I'm glad that
it was finally my second quarterback. And I finally got one. I've been trying forever. I've been rolling with Stroud and no backup plan and everything else. And now that plan's out the window. No more. I didn't think Rattler was playing that bad this year. Let me make a proclamation right here, right now. We've seen, you know, however many snaps of Tyler Shuck. Spencer, he will not be better than Spencer Rattler. And I don't think either of them will be particularly good. But, and I get it. You got to get a look at this guy before you're one of the early picks next year in the draft. But I don't think Spencer Rattler should have lost his job. Spencer Rattler's played okay.
I agree.
Alvin Kamara, former Hutch Blue Dragon, is slowed down considerably. But we'll see. Buccaneers look good again. The Buccaneers, they haven't even been, their offense has been just kind of barely sneaking by. And they get it done. The Cowboys get smashed by Denver as we're looking at some of the top teams in the NFC. I'll tell you, what the Packers did to me was impressive. Watching that game up until the fourth quarter, really, I was like, man, like all these teams we're talking about in the AFC, and Pittsburgh is not bad. Like, they don't suck. They're decent. And then that defense that has been giving them hell fell apart late in the game, and the Packers were able to put it on them.
I agree.
Just stunned that their defense has been as bad as it is.
I know. That's what's always been so good for them. While we're on the topic of the Steelers here, we got to get to this. What'd you think of the jerseys?
Don't ask
last
me
night?
About those uniforms. They're terrible.
Come on. What? Horrible. What?
You think they were cool?
I think they were kind of cool. Of all the Steelers throwbacks that we've seen, those are significantly better than the Bumblebees.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, that's not...
There's history involved here. You don't that's like fine. The history?
I'm not mad at them. They can wear them as a history thing. That's fine. Like, it's okay that they wear them. It's even cool that they wear them. That's no problem. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like they look good. They looked terrible. Yellow on, what was that? Yellow on a different shade
beige,
of yellow
on khaki
with some stripes that don't make any sense. And it, like, they didn't look good.
So cool. So cool. I loved it.
It's fine. It's fine that they did it, but they don't look good. They don't look good at all. You also love when KU wears blue jerseys and
that
red
was
pants,
so cool.
Which is
it's
not
the best
okay
look that
either.
They have. Yes, it it's is. That's way better than anything else that they have.
And that's inaccurate. White pants, like a real football team, white, silver, or gold are acceptable when you're wearing a colored jersey.
So lame.
I don't even like
the black. One sport. I will die on the hill of this during baseball season. I'm a baseball pants traditionalist. Football, though, is a sport where you can wear colored pants.
You can. It just doesn't look as good. That's the bottom line. It's not going to look as good if you do. And I, you know, the color rush and all that, like, okay, sometimes, but not, I don't know. I get it. I'm a traditionalist with uniform. Austin, I didn't see this. Did you see this? Former Shocker Austin Reeves with 51 last night for the Lakers. Nice job, Austin Reeves. I did not see that. We're getting close, by the way, to Shocker.
Did you see there's a stat about that, by the way, that Austin Reeves now has the same amount of 45-point-plus games as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Wilt Chamberlain for the Lakers.
That's funny.
That's unbelievable. That Austin Reeves.
He was good. That was one of the weirder times in Shocker basketball. That was right before sort of the mass exoduses.
I said that was like the transition period.
Kind of. They were that team with Shamet and him and Connor, like, they could score, man. But you could tell it was like out of the comfort zone, because that's never the way Greg Marshall coached his teams. But he let them, rightfully so. I think that was one of the more impressive coaching jobs he ever did, was to just allow that team to do that thing. And of course, they get bounced early, but man, that team could score. Like, crazy they could score. And he leaves, and what might have been, right? Like, Wichita State, hopefully they can, you know, as things transition, can just keep their guys in the modern era. Like, that's going to become the big challenge for programs like Wichita State. Can they just keep their great players when they find them? Because they've found lots of them.
Yeah, it's starting to turn. By the way, we got a Shocker Media Day on Thursday this week, so we'll do that. The season started next Tuesday, believe it or not. But we've talked to Paul Mills about that, and I asked him, you know, building this team, how much has changed the way that he views the transfer portal from whenever he was at Oral Roberts compared to now? Everything has changed, and he's like, it's changed from when I got to Wichita State to now. Like, like there's no reason to recruit a freshman or a sophomore. Like, and like it was always kind of like the taboo thing that, like, you know, Kentucky would do this and they'd go get a whole bunch of fifth-year guys, and everybody's like, well, I mean, we want to get guys that can stay in the program. And I think that mid-majors have gotten burned so many times that, like, you go into it and just think, like, we got to make it happen this year. Like, there's no reason to get guys to develop. We got to make it happen this year.
Well, you do, and I think there will be a settling of things. Guys like TJ Williams, who could take a big step forward, will still have a place. But, you know, but probably the path now for young players will be to work their way through a different school, like, unless you're elite. Now, whether that's the long-term thing that happens, I have no idea.
The cool part about it for Wichita State is that because of this, that all the Power Fives are now going towards this model of getting basically one and done rosters over and over and over again, is that Wichita State is going to have the chance to land, you know, better freshmen, better high school recruits that aren't going to get the looks that they had. So you have to
be able to retain those players. Yeah. Like, there will probably be, at the end of the day, whenever we do get some more steady rules, like, that's where a program like Wichita State can thrive. And we've seen teams do it. FAU had their great run. They kept all their players, right? And their coach, but they kept all their players after that. Was it Final Four that they made?
Yep.
It happens. And that's where those resources are going to be better spent. There aren't going to be often times where Wichita State and KU are going after the same kid in the portal, right? KU is going to win that even if the money's the same most of the time. But where Wichita State can win is catching them and keeping them. That's where they, you know, that's where it's been a struggle, I think, for a lot of fans, is watching really good players leave, go other places, and be really good. That's what can't happen. But, you know, we're long. It's baby steps to get there. I'm excited about college basketball, though. I'll tell you.
We've been talking about this since, you know, March, whatever it happened, is this, you know, the house settlement of what it can do. And that's going to be something that's going to help Wichita State. Like, it's going to take a while to get there, but, like, the legislation is in place to help schools like Wichita State. And I think that it will help eventually.
Lawmakers can't even open the government right now, but it's going to take laws. Is the only
and
path.
This just puts guardrails at the simplest terms. There's just guardrails now, and for a program that doesn't have football like Wichita State, they're going to be able to have the resources to keep players that teams like FAU aren't going to have.
That's correct.
But it takes success. If you have success this year, it can kickstart it.
It's a powder keg. We saw that. I keep saying it, but the TBT tournament this summer, it is a powder keg waiting to explode. Well, it's all about Monday Night Football tonight. Chiefs should have no problems with the Commanders, but we know how this goes in the NFL. We'll keep an eye on it. But Mahomes' first touchdown. Let's go, baby. Let's keep this thing alive. Let's see if we can make some money.
I got pennies to the dollar in my DraftKings account, and it is going on at Mahomes.
15-1. Put 5 cents on it. Win 75 cents. You'd be in good shape. That coverage begins again over on KNSS, the Chiefs Radio Network. 6 o'clock coverage begins. Joshua Briscoe and gang take you through the pregame. If you missed anything with that conversation with him, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. National coverage on Westwood One begins at 6 o'clock right here on KFH. We will be back tomorrow to talk about it all. We'll also have Wyatt Thompson in, voice of the K-State Wildcats, to go over the chances for K-State to maybe do something crazy here. It's all coming for you on a Tuesday. For TJ, for Max, I'm Jacob. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
on most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.